Wake-Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
A little Toto for you on a throwback Thursday going back to 1982. On this date, the NFL strike came to an end and play resumed in the National Football League. But this year, the National Football League, a lot of conversation about the Bills. Matt Perino joins us from WIVB in Syracuse at Syracuse.com. Joins us to talk Buffalo Bills. Progressive Insurance, round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Visit them for a quote at Progressive.com. How are you, Matt?
I'm good. How are you?
What's the temperature like with the Buffalo Bills and Bills Mafia?
You know, the temperature is it's getting cold in Buffalo this time of year, right? And
right.
I think amongst the fan base, there's probably a little bit more heat than usual because people are frustrated. People are worried. There's a lot of panic. This is a 5-5 football team that wasn't supposed to be here after 10 games, considering the first 10 games of their season, 11, if you count the Jets next week, that was supposed to be the manageable part of this really hard schedule. They have the hardest schedule remaining for the rest of the way. Trips to Philadelphia, Kansas City, the Chargers, Miami. They got to play Dallas at home. So this is a team that is throwing a Hail Mary here with this Ken Dorsey move. I don't know if he's necessarily the biggest problem within the organization right now, but he is perhaps the scapegoat and hoping to add a spark here for this offense. Sean McDermott is turning the keys over to Joe Brady. Josh Allen leads the league in interception. He also leads the league in touchdowns. So it's kind of a paradox of an offense, and it's a defense that's without some of its best players, including Matt Milano, who they lost for the season back in week 4.
It seems that most people are taking the Ken Dorsey firing as a sort of a scapegoat firing for a season that's kind of gone awry. What is the spin on it for Buffalo? Did they want to see a spark? Did they have a problem with Ken Dorsey?
You know, I'm not sure if they had a problem. He was very well-liked in the building, and Sean McDermott goes back to Carolina with him. I mean, he's been a huge part of Josh Allen's development. He was the guy that Josh Allen wanted to get the job when Brian Daboll went to New York. The problem has been they've struggled to score, and it feels like they've been spinning the wheel trying to find answers over the last couple of weeks, and they haven't been able to find anybody or any. And so I think this change to Brady, and there's two words that Sean McDermott mentioned multiple times over the last 24 hours, and that is energy and confidence. He thinks this offense needs both of those things, and that's what he's hoping to get from Brady, who obviously has ties to one of the most electric offenses in the history of college football in LSU when he was there with Burrow, Chase, and Jefferson. He spent time with Sean Payton back in New Orleans as an offensive assistant, and then was the offensive coordinator himself, who was on the other side of this whole thing in Carolina when he was relieved of his duties in season. And Josh Allen even mentioned that, saying this isn't really like a congratulations kind of move because he's been on the other side. He knows what it's like to be Ken Dorsey, but they're trying to find something. The Bills have really emphasized this season, like taking care of the football. Josh Allen, you know, protecting himself as a runner. He's running less than he ever has in any season. I think they got to kind of throw that plan out the window and be a little bit more, lean in a little bit more to what they used to be, and maybe with a new wrinkle with Brady here now the rest of the way.
You've watched a lot of Josh Allen, and you maybe give us a little insight. How do you see this interception issue with him? Is he a quarterback that makes bad decisions and throws where he's not, or is he like this gunslinger? Like, listen, there's no window that's too small for me, and I will take my chances. You will get the touchdowns, but you're also going to get some times where I'm going to make something happen that doesn't go my way.
Yeah, I think he's got like 3 or 4 just really bad interceptions where you're like, what are you doing? But that's any quarterback has that.
Sure.
If you go through Patrick Mahomes, he has them too. His turnover-worthy plays are probably amongst the lowest of his career if you look at some of the advanced analytics. I just think that, you know, this is an offense that, you know, has shot itself in the foot a lot. They're turning the ball over. They don't rebound well from adversity. And when you don't have that ability to kind of flush it immediately and get back going, we've seen the results. And so I don't necessarily know if it's a major problem. To be honest with you, watching him as a rookie, I always thought that turnovers were going to be a part of his game because he's so, like, he's a playmaker. Like, he always has the ball in his hands as a runner, as a passer. You're going to, you know, if you're doing that, like, 40, 50 times a game, depending on how many times you throw, how many times you run, you're probably going to make a couple mistakes. And so you take the good with the bad. I just think collectively they need to recalibrate a little bit, and I think they were searching for that with Dorsey the last couple of weeks, and Sean McDermott wasn't happy with the progress.
At the beginning of the season, there was this conversation that was happening, at least nationally, about the unsatisfied or unhappy nature of Stephon Diggs. Then it calmed down, and now it feels like it's coming back again. Where is that, and where is that relationship between him, the team, and him and Allen?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to overreact to something that somebody's family member says on social media. I know the Trayvon Diggs stuff is taken off. And listen, where there's smoke, there's fire sometimes too, though, right? And so it's kind of this hard deal. I mean, Stephon Diggs in season was asked when Stephen A. Smith was bringing up the fact that he wants Buffalo. He vehemently denied it. And so if we're going to take him at his word, everything's fine. But it does seem a little odd that this kind of keeps popping up. And this is a guy that, if you go back to Minnesota, these kinds of things tend to happen with him over the course of his career. So they don't have really much of a choice but to get along and to figure this thing out. I mean, Diggs is under contract. He signed that extension. It is going to be torture to try to get that off of the books. I mean, he's got $31 million debt cap next season. So I just don't see that happening unless he just goes completely nuclear and just blows this whole thing up because of being unhappy. But just seeing him around the building, I don't sense that. He was frustrated at the end of the year, no doubt about it. But I think when you have a player like Josh Allen and how many elite quarterbacks are there in this league, it's a bit of a roll of the dice if you want to go somewhere else that you land in a place that has that kind of competence at the position. So obviously he'd probably love to go play in Dallas with his brother. I think he's mentioned that multiple times. They have Dak Prescott there, a really good team, but they don't have a lot of money either.
Where is there a feeling like that this is very fixable, or is there a lot of work that needs to be going if you want to get in gear for a playoff push and then a playoff run? Because I got a feeling that it's not about getting to the playoffs anymore. They need to get to a Super Bowl. They need a championship, but they seem as further away from it at any point in the last couple of years.
So I think that there is definitely urgency because this thing's going to look a lot different next year. They have a lot of old players on this team. Hyde and Poyer on the back end. You know, Von Miller's under contract next year. He hasn't really looked like the same guy. They can't really get out of that either, so that's a bit of a challenge. Mitch Morse at center. I mean, we could go through a long list. The Tre'Davious White situation, how that plays out, is going to be very interesting with his second major injury here in three seasons. So there's urgency because they know what they have, but it's a weird spot to be in. Be urgent when you've been just absolutely average outside of an explosive game against Miami and a couple good ones early in the season. It's been a struggle. Here's the one caveat for Bills fans that I've been kind of going over week in and week out. This team has turned it on before when they found lulls in the season. People forget when that AFC divisional round classic against the Chiefs happened. The Bills were struggling in the middle of that season, looking for some type of spark. They found it somehow at the end of the year at halftime in the Bucs game. Their offense just exploded, and then they just went on a heater that I think is one of the best two-game playoff runs by a quarterback in NFL history. I mean, he had 9 touchdowns in 8 quarters. It was unbelievable to watch. So they have that in their back pocket. It's just it hasn't really looked like that now a full season dating back to last year early. Can they find it again? It's a great question.
Matt, good stuff. I really appreciate your time. I know it's a kind of a wild time now in Buffalo with the back and forth, but I really appreciate you helping us understand it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care.
Matt Parrino joined us, Syracuse.com, WIVB-TV up there in upstate New York on the Bills. And again, they go in, they're 5-5. Look, we're watching a team tonight that's 5-4 in Cincinnati. We know why they're 5-4, right? We know why they struggled out of the gate. We know why they were 1-3. That issue as to why they're 1-3 is no longer there, right? Joe Burrow did not look good working through that calf injury. In fact, so much so that we kept going, doesn't it feel like you should be going to a backup quarterback rather than watch him go out there and may re-injure it? But they didn't. They hung on. It got better. And then the Bengals started to roll again up until this setback that they just had against Houston. But albeit, sometimes you lose those games. So tonight is one of those moments for Cincinnati, let's say, where you go, all right, I get it. They're going to win some game. Most games lose a one every now and then, but they're okay. Are the Bills okay, right? There's starters on defense, but yet they still are keeping teams out of the end zone. Allen is throwing interceptions at the wrong time, but he still is one of the leaders in the NFL in touchdown passes. You need somebody to fire, and they found the guy to fire in Ken Dorsey. And I think Ken Dorsey even knows as he's leaving that it wasn't his fault. But that's sometimes what you've got to do. Again, it's meat for the fan base that is desiring something because the season is rather disappointing. All right, we will continue with his Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Glad you can be with us again on a Throwback Thursday.